February 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, personal holiness requires a conscious effort. Choices in thought, word, and deed need to focus on pleasing me. Satan knows every soul's weaknesses and uses these failings as a port of entry to lead the soul off guard and into sin. Therefore, it behooves each soul to know his weaknesses and to strive to overcome them. Think of your soul as a beautiful strand of pearls to be admired by all. If, however, there is a weakness in the strand, all the pearls slide off and are lost. So it is with your journey in salvation. The soul may lead an exemplary life, but gives in to one sin repeatedly. All else is in vain, due to this one sin that he cannot conquer. Each soul needs to pray for self-knowledge and insight as to where he is on the road to salvation. Self-knowledge as to the state of his soul before me is the most important aspect of the soul's quest for salvation. Any sin or failing, no matter its repetition, is forgiven by me if the soul has a repentant heart. The effort must be made by the soul to see his weaknesses, for he cannot increase in personal holiness until he does so. Salvation is obtained through personal holiness, even if personal holiness is only a goal as the soul draws his last breath. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.